This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On the Day of Judgment, there will be people who will be given pulpits of light. Their faces will be light. They will be on the right hand side of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be put in the shade of Allah. Who these people are, we will come to know shortly, inshallah. So stay tuned. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evils of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can misguide, and whomsoever Allah misguides, none can guide. And I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone, who has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to a new program, For the Sake of Allah. This is a new program in which, inshallah, we will highlight the beauty and the high position of an Islamic value, and value that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us with. And Allah has made it the criterion for al-Iman. And Allah made it a way leading to paradise. And this is one of the most important bonds in the Muslim society. Now, human beings are sociable creatures. This is the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them. They need to interact with each other. They need someone to depend on, someone to talk to, someone to tell secrets to, someone to have something in common with. This is human nature. We have someone to be with, someone to share experiences with. And this is from the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person will find it very hard and extremely hard to live by himself. And if this happens, then after some time, the person will go mad. This is a necessity, and it's inevitable through experiences that some people had in some time or some stage in history. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creating this or making this one of the inevitable things or the natural things that human beings have, one of the traits and characteristics of human beings, Allah has set rules and regulations in order to use it in a way that is beneficial for human beings, so that when people interact with one another, they will not fall in oppression. Some of them will not take advantage of others. Allah wants to establish justice, and Allah wants to keep this bond and this relationship between people. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directed the believers specifically to have love for one another, and Allah has set rules and regulations. If we follow them, we will have a perfect society. We will have a perfect world where people will love one another, people will care for one another, and people will be attached emotionally and psychologically to one another. Now, one of the great scholars of Islam, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah, said, "Anyone who believes that Islam has come in order to guide the people to paradise only, then he is mistaken. Allah has sent His religion, the religion of Islam, with all the laws that it has in itself and all the regulations that it presents to the people, in order to regulate people's life, to grant them a life of tranquility, a life of peace, and a perfect way of living in this life and even in the next." Inshallah, we will try to highlight the beauty of this beautiful value of this Islamic trait and characteristic in order to present our dear viewers with the beautiful perspective of Islam on brotherhood, the beautiful perspective of Islam on friendship, and how to interact with our fellow human beings and our fellow Muslims. Inshallah, we will have today two guests, two brothers. We'll start with brother Abdul Rahman, who spent some time in Canada, or I can say he grew up in Canada. He comes from an Arab origin. He's originally from Egypt. And we have brother Muhammad as well. He's from Egypt. And both of them, inshallah, we will share with them their experience in terms of brotherhood. They will take part in our conversation, and inshallah we will interact with each other trying to make clear the Islamic perspective on brotherhood. Because the fact is, there are many people, and unfortunately I can say, many Muslims who misunderstand and they don't really realize the high position of brotherhood in al-Islam. Mm-hmm. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show the Muslims and demonstrate to them the reward that He has prepared for those who love one another for the sake of Allah. Because in Islam, everything is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you do, you have to have sincerity in it. When you pray, you have to pray for the sake of Allah. When you fast, you have to fast for the sake of Allah. Anything you do in order to please or appease the people, then you have deviated from the true path. You are doing something wrong and you have nothing to do in that very position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And likewise, brotherhood, because Allah has highlighted its importance in this world, its importance to our life, then Allah provided us with very beautiful regulations how to keep on track with regards to that, how to make this brotherhood for the sake of Allah, and how to elevate it to a high position which is far above the other bonds that we find amongst other people. Now, as this is a very important thing and one of the fundamentals of Al-Islam, and we will come to see, inshallah, clearly, that no one will be able to enter paradise until he understands what brotherhood in Al-Islam means, act upon that, implement it in his life so it becomes a reality. And through that, the Muslims can achieve tranquility, they can achieve peace, and they can reach or they can establish the perfect society and the perfect way of living Allah wanted for us. Now, I will turn to our two guests, inshallah, and share our ideas with them. I would like to start, first of all, with highlighting the high position Allah has dedicated for the people who love one another for the sake of Allah. Now, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear in one hadith. He said that on the Day of Judgment, you know, we know the Day of Judgment and the things that will happen on that day. There will be a lot of horror, a lot of strange things happening, and people will be sweating and some of them will be drowning in their sweat, and the sun will be just above the heads of the people by only a mile. We know that the sun is 93 million miles away from us. On that day, the sun will be only a mile above the heads of the people. So you can imagine the situation. I tried that myself. I found it really hard. It's really hard. Let's say it's only a million miles away from us, it would burn us. So what about if the sun is only 1 mile ahead of our heads or above our heads? You can imagine the situation. The mountains will be moved and the earth will open up and the sky will crack and fall down and all these things that cause the person fear and horror and terror and all sorts of strange feelings that we have never experienced in our lives. Now, on that day when the people will be suffering from the pains and people will be worried about their destiny, because now they know for sure there will be either paradise or hellfire. That's the end of it. They had enough chance, they had enough time to rectify this situation, to worship Allah, to come to know their Creator. Those who missed that opportunity, well, it's over now. They have no other chance. They have no other opportunity. So on that day, people will remain, as the Prophet ﷺ tells us in an authentic hadith, they will remain waiting for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to judge between the people. They will wait for 50,000 years. 50,000 years, the people will be waiting under the sun, which is only a mile above their heads, with all the horrible things and all the terror that is going around, and people will be running around aimless and with no direction. They don't know what to do. They don't know what's happening. They will be waiting for Allah to come and judge between them. And even the people who are destined to the hellfire, and they know that because of the pains and the agony that they are suffering from, and they are in that waiting for the reckoning, they will say, "Oh Allah, start the reckoning, start the hisab. Even if we are going to the hellfire, just start that, because we can't handle this situation. It's really hard, it's really tough on the people." And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, on that day when the people are suffering, Allah will say to the people, all humanity will be gathered. Since the time of Adam until the last man who will live on this earth. Allah will gather them on one place, and Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are the ones who loved one another for my sake? SubhanAllah, you see, people are waiting for any hint of hope, any way out of this situation. And people, once Allah speaks, the people will be attentive. They want to hear anything that will get them out of this hard situation. So Allah will say, أَيْنَ الْمُتَحَابُّونَ بِجَلَالِي. Where are the ones who had loved one another, who had love for one another for my sake? Where are they? So those who had love for the sake of Allah, they will come out. So Allah will say to them, today you will be in my shade. You will be in my shade, and today there is no shade apart from mine. So subhanAllah. Now the Muslims are living today, and if we look at the state of the Muslims, we can see that brotherhood is the last thing in their list. It's the last thing in their heads. They have nothing to do with brotherhood, and they have taken to the ways of the disbelievers. Now, they are heedless of that situation which is going to happen on the Day of Judgment. And any of you, if you would like, because you lived in the West, and Muhammad has many connections, and he has a good experience, you know, in this life. So I would like, if you have anything to contribute to the state of the Muslims today with regards to brotherhood, and how they are not really implementing that. And maybe you have any other suggestions?
I mean, nowadays, even in Islamic countries and in the West and in the world, I'll say in general, it became more and more materialistic. Everybody is on the paper chase, like what they say. And people, even Muslims, most of them, they're getting away from their beliefs, Islamic beliefs or values. That's what I see nowadays. Okay. That's so disappointing.
Yeah. Do you see any difference between the state of the Muslims today and, for example, the non-Muslims, the disbelievers, the West, let's say, for example? Do you see that it has become this almost the same thing, or there's still some kind of difference?
I mean, I believe that there's still kind of like the Islamic countries, it's like a collectivist, like they say, ideology. Like, people get along with people more. They may help people, but they're still materialistic. They're still self-interest. But in the West, I think it's kind of worst. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on his own. You may die in the street. No one would look at you. But, of course, there's exceptions. Of course, there's always good and the bad.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Okay, Muhammad, do you share with him the same opinion?
It's almost true. In the Arab countries and the Eastern world, it's like something in the culture that you have to be interacting with each other, not like opposite to the Western world. But we're missing something, of course. It's like the intention of the brotherhood, as you stated earlier. It's
okay.
Like you have to have an intention.
So you share the same opinion as his.
Yes.
So we can see now it is a very bad situation that Muslims are following the example of the rest of the people. Now the case wasn't the same in the early days of Islam. That was beautiful brotherhood. We'll come to know about that, inshallah. But we will have, inshallah, to stop for a short while, for a few minutes.
Sure.
We'll come back, inshallah, elaborate on a beautiful situation, beautiful examples from how the people, early generations of Islam, had beautiful brotherhood and they had the best of societies.
Sure.
So, inshallah, we'll come back in a few minutes, and we say to our dear viewers, stay tuned.
بدأنا بسم الله وبالصلاة الله.
Dear viewers everywhere, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The very first revelation in the Quran was a command to read. Iqra, read in the name of your Lord who created. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سلك طريقا يبتغي به علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. Allah will make a path easy for paradise for those who seek knowledge, travel to seek knowledge, attend classes to seek knowledge. And for that, we're going to begin a program which is called Huda Academy. It's a school, but at the convenience of your homes. You can watch and attend the classes wheresoever you are. You can also take the test and get a degree What an ijazah, at least. While seeking knowledge from the proper sources, inshallah, there will be courses on aqidah and belief, tafsir, interpretation, and the explanation of the meaning of the Quran, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mustalah, and Arabic language, tajweed, many, many other things. So expect Huda Academy very soon, inshallah. Begin with Bismillah and with Salatillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Now we came to know the high position, as we said, of brotherhood in al-Islam, and we had some hint or some glimpse on the comparison between the state of the Muslims today and that they are following the disbelievers. Now, before I go on with this subject, as I mentioned, the state on the Day of Judgment and all that horror, that Allah will save the people who had love for one another, for His sake, He will save them from all that these horrors and all that hard situation, and they will be in the shade of Allah. Another thing the Prophet ﷺ told us about that will happen on the Day of Judgment is that they will be put to the right of the throne, the right side of the throne, throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will be given this beautiful honor. And furthermore, the Prophet ﷺ said, we want to demonstrate the high position so that the Muslims come to know about What is the reward that is awaiting those who love one another only for Allah, not for business, not only for friendship or for any of the pleasures of this life. So the Prophet ﷺ said that they will be given pulpits or minbar of nur. They would sit on pulpits made of light, and the faces will be radiating. There will be light, and they will be envied. They will be envied. The good type of envy, they will be envied by the prophets and by the martyrs. You see a high position. Who's better than the prophets and the martyrs? They are going to envy those who loved one another for the sake of Allah. So you see the honor. It's a good thing to have in our lives. I mean, it's an asset for the hereafter. It's going to be a credit for that day. And it is beneficial in this life. It is beneficial in this life. Now, we came to know that, unfortunately, the Muslims are following the materialistic way of life. Everything has become self-centered about myself. I want to have my own education, my own degree, and I want to have my own house and do my own business and mind my own business, forget about others. Have you felt that this is the kind of life that you were brought up with?
Actually, I believe it's everywhere now. Like, people, they just have this, their life is, it's about them and maybe their house and their wife and their kids when they get married. That's it. They don't care about the society or about the other nations and the
some
wars
of them, maybe they don't even bother about their own children or their own wives, because some women, they just do away with their children. They abandon them and they leave them to live their own lives.
Exactly.
Have you come across a certain experience, personal, or you have seen something about lack of feelings towards others? No interest in others, no concern for the rest of the society, people who just behave with a self-centered mentality.
Actually, I had this friend of mine. Mm-hmm. He used to play in the American football team for college. Mm-hmm. Once he saw a guy getting hit in the street really badly, and everybody was passing by, they don't really care. He was the only one who got in. And the guy, mashallah, he was really big and buffed out. I mean, American football.
You know, that the same thing, something similar happened. When I was living in the UK, I came across a brother who said to me that I saw a man trying to cross the street, and he was a very old man. Mm-hmm. And he seemed to me like a non-Muslim, because he was an Englishman, an old man, and he had no sign of Islam on him. So he said, I saw that he was finding difficulty in crossing the street quickly, so I gave him a hand. Mm. And he looked at me and he said, you are a Muslim. So I said to him, yes. He said, you Muslims have good manners. I'm a Muslim too. I embraced Islam because I saw that you Muslims, you have love for one another. You're concerned. You see people who need help, you come and give them a hand. It's not about just enjoying yourself. And as they say, sometimes damn everybody else. No, the Muslim has a different mentality. So we can see it can We can introduce Islam to the people through this brotherhood that we have. Brother Muhammad, have you seen anything that might be attached to our subject about the difference between the Muslim mindset, Muslim mentality, and other ways of life?
Well, a bit, because it's like, as Brother Abdurrahman said now, it's like acting, we're going towards like the materialistic way. So people tend to like not coordinate with each other or something like that. But I've noticed that like the brothers in Islam, the practicing Muslim brothers, they tend to go into deep the brotherhood of Islam, lending a hand, being there when you need them.
MashaAllah.
Like they could call you up in fact to wake you for salah.
MashaAllah.
And going towards that.
Yeah, so we can see those who have a Muslim mentality that attached to the Quran, the Sunnah. They care about the people around them. If they have something good, they want to share it with the others.
Sure.
Okay, that, well, this is one of the and great values in Islam.
I wanted to add something.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just had in mind right now. Like, I remember back in the mosque of Ottawa, Ontario, in Canada, brothers used to come from abroad. For example, they have problems with money or jobs. Everybody gathered up to help them. If it's money or if it's jobs. And everybody, I mean, like, all kind of races, colors, but we're all Muslim. I felt the beauty of Islam when I saw that.
Yeah, especially maybe those in the West, they can see, because they have people coming from different origins, different races, and they can see that the Muslims, someone black with someone white, an Arab with a South American, and the Chinese, and Japanese, and the Russian, all of them together, and they just seem to be like brothers.
Yes.
So this is one of the beautiful aspects of Islam, and it's good to show it to the people, so that the people get to know the real image of Islam. Because we know that Islam is being distorted by the media, sometimes that was done by the actions of some Muslims, ignorant Muslims, Muslims who are not practicing. So it is a duty of every Muslim to show this beautiful aspect of Islam to the rest of the people, so they come to appreciate Islam. Because our intention as Muslims is still, it comes from the same principle we are talking about. We have love for our fellow human beings. Any human being, we want good for him, we want or for her. So we want them to come to recognize and acknowledge the truth of Islam, and they know the reality of this life. So we don't want, we're not heading just to trying to go to or attain paradise by ourselves. We want the others to come to that. This is why we are calling the people to Al-Islam. And this is the mentality that we want our youth to have. Now, Brother Abdurrahman, through your experience, and you told me that you have a poem about a brotherhood in Islam, something in English.
Something
we'd like to share
short.
This with our dear viewers. Would be a good contribution, inshallah.
So I just wrote something kind of short about the brotherhood. So I begin like this. There's nothing as strong and good as the realest and truest brotherhood that I only found in Islam, my religion, that taught me that being real to a brother should be more than an ambition, and that I got to love for him what I love for myself. When it comes to anything, big or small, money or health, no envy or hate should take place. We all brothers, no matter the color or the race. Self-interest is not the case. Being true to each other is the base. Even a smile in the face of your brother is a good deed. We dare for each other when someone is or not in need, and in the bad time and in the good. And there's still a lot of stuff that we're gonna know from the Sheikh about the Islamic brotherhood.
Okay. Barakallah fiqh. Very beautiful, mashallah.
Exactly.
Mashallah, you have come over some beautiful aspects of the brotherhood and Al-Islam. And some of the things that we can notice today, that people talk about living in a peaceful world, a world of peace and love, and they talk about universal brotherhood and all that, but it's all, we can say, lip service. It's all in speech. It doesn't show in actions. And we can see that in the world, that people are more inclined to seek their own benefit and just look after themselves, enjoy their lives, as they say, because this is the mindset that has become widespread amongst the people, and I say by means of the media. The media is very important, that people have become brainwashed, I can say, that this is the only life they are living. So if this is my life, I'll enjoy it to the best. I'll do my utmost to enjoy myself and take the most of this life. So do you think, Muhammad, this should be the mentality of the Muslim? And if this is the case of the person, how would he behave towards the others? How would he perceive the others?
Of course, it shouldn't be like that at all. It's like you're isolating yourself if you're going to that road. But it's differently in Islam, of course. It's like you're having, I can say a term, it's like you're having your best friend, okay? Muslims and non-Muslims, all of them have best friends. But in Islam, the term best friend is like described as a brother. So Muslims, the Muslim Ummah should have like all be best friends. Like 1 million plus best friend you have.
MashaAllah. So this is a very beautiful idea. This is, Jazakallahu khair, Muhammad. This is what we need. It's what we need. It is the people, they have this aspect or this concept called friendship. Mm. But in Islam, we have something deeper.
Yeah.
We have brotherhood. This is how strong the bond is. This is what why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yeah, described the ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the ummah as a strong and firm construction, one building. So, and this is how the early generation, especially the companions, were. And this is the example we want to follow. I think we are running out of time, but inshallah we'll have the opportunity to elaborate more on the beauty of brotherhood and the beauty of Islam in that aspect, so that we can implement it in our lives. And believe me, if we act upon that, we can change this world to a better place for all of us to live. And we can plant the seeds of mutual love and a better world. Now, for the time being, we will have to stop, and we'll have to say, leave our viewers in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we thank our brothers Abdul Rahman and brother Muhammad. And see you on another episode. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.